On Sunday, as millions of Americans were still dreaming of a competitive Super Bowl, just over 2,000 people turned out to see the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee men's basketball team host Oakland University, and they saw Oakland guard Travis Bader do something he's done a lot.
Go. Bader comes around a corner. Bader, 4-3! Of course, Travis Bader, the best to ever do it from long range. Fact, not opinion.
That shot made Bader the all-time NCAA Division I leader in career three-pointers with 458 of them, passing former Duke University star and current NBA player J.J. Redick. The record holder joins me now. Travis Bader, welcome to Only a Game.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What went through your mind as number 458 found the bottom of the net, or was it simply to be expected and nothing went through your mind?
I think when that shot fell, it was kind of a sense of relief. This record has kind of been weighing me down a little bit, and just all the talk and attention that I've received through it. So when that shot fell, it was, you know, just a little relief going through my mind.
Oakland University is in Michigan, where you grew up, and it was the only Division I school to offer you a scholarship, but your dad once worked as the director of basketball operations at Michigan State. Is it true that your backup plan was to try to just walk on with the Spartans?
Well, yeah. I was honestly looking to play Division I anywhere, and towards the end of my senior year, I didn't really have any Division I offers. And so, you know, I always had that in the back of my mind that I could go to Michigan State, and, you know, I have a great relationship with Coach Tom Izzo, and I know pretty much everybody around the athletics department there. But I really just wanted to play and not sit on the bench, and I wanted to earn a scholarship at a Division I, and I was thankful enough that Oakland offered me a scholarship.
Travis, you got your first start for the Golden Grizzlies in your first game as a freshman, but that wasn't exactly the plan. Tell us a little about how you landed in the lineup that night.
Two guys that were supposed to start, Reggie Hamilton and Liedrich Echols, were actually late to the bus, I think, for shoot-around. They were only about a minute late, but Coach Campy had a rule. If you were a starter and you were late, you weren't going to start, so Coach Campy kind of walked back and told Drew Valentine and myself that we were going to get the start. And honestly, I started to freak out a little bit. you know, a kid who just redshirted, and this is, you know, his first career basketball game at West Virginia, and all of a sudden he's being thrown into the starting lineup. So, you know, I got a little nervous, and luckily I called my sister, and she calmed me down.
So you didn't go into that first game thinking, oh boy, the first time I get the ball in my hands, I'm throwing it up for a three?
No, if anything, it was probably the opposite. But I think the ball went into Keith Benson, and I think he got double-teamed or something, but I was standing there wide open. He kicked it out, and, you know, I checked the wind a little bit in the gym and then threw it up there.
All right, you're already working on your master's degree in communications after finishing your undergraduate degree in the same field in just 3 years. I guess you and the number three fit together pretty well.
Yeah, that seems to be my number. It's funny because people always ask the significance behind the number three, which I wear, and I don't have an answer for it, honestly, but it just seems to work out that everything comes in threes for me.
Oakland made the NCAA tournament in 2010 and again in 2011, but it's been a tough season this time around. Does that make the record bittersweet for you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, even with the struggles, it's nice to see that, you know, maybe my performance and our team can still get some exposure and still put the Oakland name out there.
Do you have plans to take your three-point shot professional after you're finished with your college career?
Definitely. That's been my goal since I was a kid, to play Division I basketball and then play in the NBA. So I'm going to keep working my hardest, and if that doesn't work out, I'd love to play professionally overseas. Why settle for a regular job when I can be playing a game for a living?
Oakland University's Travis Bader is the NCAA's all-time leader in career three-pointers, and it seems worth noting that Travis's Twitter handle is @DarthBader3. Ours is @OnlyAGameRadio. Travis, thanks for speaking with me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.